higpit na kinakailangan na ang mga citizen ng Australia ay bumoto sa federal na eleksyon. Pero hindi nangangahulugang lahat sila ay makakaboto lamang sa 2 Hulyo. Inaasahan ng Australian Electoral Commission at mga pampulitikang scientists na makapagtatala ng malaking bilang ng mamamayan na buboto ng maaga ngayong eleksyon. Ang mga botante ay maaaring bumoto sa pamamagitan ng pagpunta sa mga voting centers o mag-postal voting. Sinabi naman ng tagapagsalita ng Electoral Commission na si Phil Jack na bagamat inaasahan niyang lalampasan ng maagang pagboto ngayon ang naitala noong taong 2013, dapat maalala ng mga botante na dapat sila'y may balidong rason sa pagboto ng maaga bago ang itinakdang araw ng pagboto sa 2 Hulyo.
Early voting has been growing in recent Australian federal elections. At the 2010 election, it was 18% of all votes that were counted. And at the 2013 election, the early voting share was 27%. There were 3.7 million early votes that were cast at the 2013 federal election. At this election, the AEC will be asking people who go and have a pre-poll vote the question whether they are entitled to have an early vote. Early voting is not just for personal preference or convenience, it's for people who are unable to go to a polling place in their home electorate on election day.
Ang mga botante na nagnanais na makaboto ng maaga ay dapat na nasa labas o malayo sa electorate kung saan sila nakatalang bumoto. May trabaho sa araw ng eleksyon, may malubhang sakit, nasa kulungan o may paniniwalang panrelihiyon na nagsisilbing balakid para magtungo sila sa presinto kung saan sila boboto. Ang 2 Hulyo ay babagsak sa school holiday sa bawat estado maliban sa South Australia. Inaasahan ni Dr. Peter Chen, isang senior lecturer sa politika sa Universidad ng Sydney, na ang school holiday na ito ay maaaring makapagpataas sa maagang pagboto.
I think it's very likely that we might see as much as 30-odd% of the electorate early voting, and that's for two reasons. The first is that there has been year on year a kind of rise in early voting over the last few decades. And the second is that the election is actually going to be held during the school holidays. And so as people will be going away, they'll also take the opportunity to vote early.
Sinabi ni Dr. Chen na binago ng maagang pagboto ang pangangampanya ng mga politiko sa ngayon. Dagdag niya na ang mga kandidato ay ginagamit ang maagang pagboto bilang paraan para ma-lock in ang mga boto at ito'y kanilang hinihikayat.
Parties have to expect that people will vote early and thus defect at any time. And so they can't structure their campaign narrative in the way they once did. So it's changed the way they campaign. It's changed the kind of political logic of the way in which elections are fought. And it also means that elections might be actually won or lost well before the actual voting day because it only requires a small number of votes to change to create a significant outcome in terms of a tight election like this.
Ang mga Australianong nasa labas ng bansa ay maaaring makaboto sa mga nakatalagang centers sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo simula sa susunod na linggo, 20 Hunyo. Ang mga impormasyon ukol sa pagboto ay nakasalin sa 27 lingwahe. Sinabi ni Kristen, isang overseas voter, na sinabihan siya bago umalis sa Australia na ang postal vote ay maaaring hindi makaabot sa kanya sa oras para mabilang ang kanyang boto. Kaya siya ay boboto na lang sa Australian Embassy sa London.
I just wanted to make sure that my vote actually did register, so I'm going to go into the embassy in London to vote into Australia House. I think it's really important because for to be part of democracy you need to be able to participate, and at times whether you're travelling for work or family or there's a whole range of circumstances that can make it difficult to vote on the day. So being able to vote early I think is really critical.
Ang postal voting ay magtatapos alas 6 ng gabi, Australian Eastern Standard Time, sa Miyerkules, 29 Hunyo.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.